Well, how much pressure does it take to occlude the artery and the vein? Not a lot. There was a great study, the Rosin study, done in the 1950s, and it was done at prisons in Minnesota where they had prisoners where they put a device on, and then they would increase the pressure and watch for signs and symptoms. So this was a strangulation device on their neck. Okay, so they know exactly how much pressure this takes. And I said a man's prison. So this study was done on all men. It was not done on women. And when you look at women, they have different looking necks typically than men. Men's necks are more muscular than women's. So it probably stands to reason that women will not need as much pressure. We don't have any numbers to support that, but just kind of think about that. So the carotid, okay, which has is going to require more pressure because it's got that little muscle there that they got to get through. It's 11.1 pounds of pressure for 10 seconds. 11.1 PSI. PSI means pounds per square inch. Okay, the jugular, okay, that's the lateral. Carotid is anterior. Jugular is anterior. Is only 4.4 pounds of pressure for 10 seconds. Leads to unconsciousness at 6.8 seconds.